Right now it is time for us to check sports, and we'll bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So what's this this thing with Bobby Baffert? Has the horse been disqualified yet?
No.
So it's
not going to be.
Okay, so you think what do you think is going to happen? The horse will remain the winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
People make such a big thing out of this stuff. It's ridiculous. They proved what the issue was. But, you know, whatever you call them now, the woke generation or whatever, they're, in my opinion, they're all nuts. And the guy proved what the issue was. It's the end of the story. Move on.
Okay.
It's not like he was juicing horses like Navarro and Service was. He proved what the issue was. It was a liniment that he used on a horse that had the thing in it. And like I said on Monday, the unit of measurement that they had for the amount of whatever toxicity or whatever he had with this horse, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, end of story. Move on.
All right, and Baffert has no worries.
No.
Okay.
None.
It's just so much, you know, you see the different headlines pop up and the different things. So then it's on to...
If we had as many headlines about things that are really important as we did about Bobby Baffert, maybe our country wouldn't be on fire.
All right, maybe. All right. Where do you want to go in sports?
The Knicks, they're still playing good. They're not as playing like they were. Like I said, you know, they were in fourth place. Now they're in sixth place. So they will make the playoffs, but that's because the Celtics stink. They're only at 35, and we'll see what happens with them. On the other side of the coin, the Nets have been playing pretty good, and they're only one game off of winning the Eastern Conference. So for the first time in, I don't know, since George Washington was president, you got two basketball teams in New York that have actually a chance to win a playoff round.
And the Knicks are basically, I don't know how many games are left in the season, but they're only a half game out of fourth place. So
like we've been saying, it's a real close slide from fourth to sixth. And the difference between fourth and sixth is a playoff, that you host a playoff series. So I think they have maybe two games left, maybe one, something like that. So... they could, when you're only a half a game behind, you can't lose by a half a game in sports because everybody plays the same amount of games.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. They'll definitely be in the playoffs, but it would be nice to see them host one.
Yeah, and they lost that game to the Lakers, who needed a must-win in overtime by 2 points the other night. They're playing good ball.
Last night they were losing by 17 in the third, and they won.
Yeah, they came back and they won, yeah. And the National Hockey League, they're getting set for the playoffs too, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how many games are in a season anymore.
It's crazy.
But
yeah.
The Rangers have been eliminated, so I think the playoffs start soon.
And the coach got fired a couple of days ago as well for the Rangers.
You know, they keep firing coaches, but they don't fire players.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
In some instances, it's the coaches. But in the case of the Knicks over the last 15 years and the Rangers over the last, 94 divided by this, and what is that now? 16?
Yeah.
27 years since the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. It hasn't been the coach's fault.
All right. Is there much racing going on this weekend?
Preakness.
Oh, the Preakness. Gosh, it is this weekend. So, all right, I take it back. So I guess we got to look at the Preakness and this weekend's racing.
I don't have many races. My buddy that sends me to forums only sent me Belmont and Charlestown until I woke up this morning, and then I got the rest of them this morning. So the only race I'm going to be able to give you is the Preakness. I can't handicap four races in 3 minutes. So the only race I got is the Preakness. So we could talk about baseball a little bit. The Mets are playing pretty good for a change. They've won quite a few recently in that National League debacle that they call the Eastern Division. The Mets have won, let me see, here we go, 7 in a row, and they're 8-2 in their last 10. So they're 5 games over 500 now and looking pretty good. They're starting to hit, except Lindor's still not hitting. But the Mets are in first place. The Yankees, They were playing Tampa Bay this week. They beat them a couple games, and then last night they got the doors blown off them. They're still 2 games behind. And the Red Sox keep winning. The Red Sox are 23-16 in first place. But a big surprise is the Dunedin Blue Jays. They call them the Toronto Blue Jays, but they play in Dunedin, Florida. And they're four games over 500. Nobody would ever have thought that. So still some surprises winning in baseball, and one of them right now is the Mets. But in my opinion, the biggest story in baseball are the Giants. Nine games over 500. They weren't within a machine gun's range of 500 last year. And right now they're nine games over 500 and still playing good baseball. And see what happens with them. And on the other shoe, the Dodgers are only three games over 500. They were everybody's choice to win. I think they picked them to win 110 and the Yankees to win 105. So those people that bought and drank the Kool-Aid, those tickets, if you have a birdcage, you could put them on the bottom of the birdcage now.
All right, so who's your pick now in the Preakness?
My pick in the Preakness is the horse that I liked in the Derby before they put the human anchor on him, known as Mike Smith. My top pick in the Preakness is going to be Midnight Bourbon. Mike Smith is off. Irad Ortiz is on, one of the other criminals in the post office. But he should give this horse a much better ride than Mike Smith ever would. There's not a lot of speed in this race. Midnight Bourbon is a horse that has some speed, some tactical speed, because in my opinion, out of the 10 horses in the race, the only speed horse is a Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Derby. Midnight Bourbon, the horse that got off to a horrendous start in the Derby, thank you, Mike Smith. And the 10, Concert Tour, trained by Bobby Baffert, who has Mike Smith up this time. So that's an automatic toss. You go from Jose Rosario to Mike Smith. That's like going from a dog with four legs to a Rolls Royce on trying to get around town. So Concert Tour is an absolute toss. Midnight Bourbon with the jockey changes my top choice. Medina Spirit, being the only other speed in the race, should fare well enough to run second. And two horses I'm looking at to fill out my tries and supers. One is the six-horse Rumbauer, trained by Mike McCarthy. This horse ran a decent race in the Bluegrass, had a little bit of problems at the start and on the turns. Flavian Pratt picks up the mount, another positive jockey change in my opinion. So at 12-1, look for Rumbauer to make a little noise in this race. And the other horse I'm looking for is kind of a sleeper, but I think this horse is a late bloomer, hasn't run a lot this year. It was running in maiden races in February, then went to the Tampa Bay Derby in the Lexington, ran fourth and second respectively. That's the 8, Unbridled Honor, trained by Pletcher. This horse is bred to run all day. Should pass a lot of bad horses in this race, so this horse can suck around the track and maybe get a third or fourth at what might be around 20-1 and spice things up. So in the Pimlico Preakness, which post time tomorrow is at 6:47, and you're going to hear all the geniuses on NBC talk about the issue with Baffert, but put earplugs on or play music during that time. And my top pick's going to be the 5, Midnight Bourbon. The Derby winner, Medina Spirit, probably runs second, and Rumbauer and Unbridled Hour fight it out for third and fourth. So it's supposed to be nice weather. They have a nice card. I'm sorry I couldn't do the rest of the card, but I can handicap fast, but not that fast. I didn't have the materials to do it, and I apologize. So let's hope we can zero in on the Preakness and make some money with this.
And just one other point here. See where Jacksonville Jaguars have signed on Tim Tebow. They're going to try him out at tight end.
Should have happened 8 years ago.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a big, strong guy.
They're signing Tebow and everything, right?
Yeah.
And whose name comes up? Kaepernick. Why? Why is that guy's? Why is he still an issue? Why is he still getting people wasting their breath talking about this guy?
Well, I don't know why they would bring him up. This they're signing Tebow on as a tight end, not as a quarterback.
Exactly. And what does Kaepernick have to do with? Right. Whenever somebody gets signed, you got to mention that clown. Yeah. Trust me, if he was any good with the state of the NFL, with all the people that they have in it, if Kaepernick was any good, he'd be in it. He's not. And I hope Tebow comes out at tight end this year and is second in the league in catches and touchdowns behind Gronkowski.
We'll
that would be tremendous.
We'll see what happens.
I'm rooting for Tebow.
All right. Have a good weekend, and we'll check with you Monday.
You got it, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.